This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ernesto Zavala, date of birth February 12, 1986, case ID number is 5430051, date of exam May 2, 2023, duration of examination 45 minutes, medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Texas Tropical Behavior Center, dated 11/2015 and 12/21/2021. Identifying information. This is a 37-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of schizophrenia slash paranoid slash bipolar disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in February of 2023, where he worked as a landscaper and also as a construction worker for 1.5 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At present time, he lives with his mother and brother in a house, and he has been on disability for 15 years. The claimant also states he has been in prison for 8 years where he did not receive disability benefits. Allegation number one, schizophrenia slash paranoid disorder slash bipolar disorder. The claimant states that in 2006, he was diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar and paranoid disorder. The claimant states he denies any suicidal ideation, but states that he did try to cut his arm at one time. He denies any problems with decreased appetite, but does have problems sleeping at night, and states that he has decreased energy, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, anxiety, and depression. He states that sometimes he does hear voices telling him to kill himself and to kill his brother. The claimant has also had hallucinations in the past. He has a history of cocaine abuse and using crack with marijuana abuse as well. The claimant was in prison for 8 years for assault and for stealing. He states he's often very irritable and has a decreased attention span. His physician is Dr. Igoa, Jose Igoa. He is presently on Depakote 500 milligrams TID, Zolpidem 10 milligrams QHS, Benzotropine 1 milligrams BID, Gabapentin 300 milligrams TID. On Quetiapine, he does not know the dose, and Seroquel. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Daily activities, the claimant states that he sleeps a lot, watches TV, does light housework, goes to the grocery store, cooks, and does throw out the trash and sometimes helps to clean. His limitations include being able to walk 2 miles, stand for 3 hours, climb 4 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 50 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices and his physician is Dr. Jose Igoa. He is presently on no medications for pain and he does very minimal physical activity. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, as noted earlier, Depakote, 500 milligrams TID, Zolpidem, 10 milligrams QHS, Benzotropamine, 1 milligram BID, Gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, Quetiapine, does not know the dose, and Seroquel, does not know the dose. medical problems, obesity, comma, schizophrenia, slash bipolar, slash paranoid disorder, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, history of nasal fracture, major surgeries, none, social history. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 20 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states that he uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, and states that the last time he used cocaine was in January 2023. He denies the use of heroin or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The claimant did contract tuberculosis while he was in prison and was treated for 9 months. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 179 pounds, height 5 feet, 4.5 inches tall, BP 132 over 94 mmHg, heart rate 90 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 30. General, this is a 37-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does not wear glasses. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did have decreased thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, but he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to after neurological exam on the last page? Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to bipolar disease with schizophrenia. Probable diagnoses. Number one, schizophrenia / paranoid disorder and bipolar disorder. Dash confirmed with medical records and physical exam. The claimant appears to be well controlled with the medications he's taking. He appears to be stable at this time and appears to be doing fairly well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ernesto Zavala.